It is KZN's number one hit music station. If you're just joining us, welcome, welcome, welcome. You're in for a super, super treat in the month of heritage. This is Heritage Month in South Africa. We're celebrating all the different diverse cultures and music, food, everything that makes up Mzansi. Now, joining me in studio right now is one of South Africa's most versatile and passionate musicians from right here in Amanzindoti, Dries Laas. Now, Dries plays just about everything, okay? The concertina, the accordion, the guitar, the keyboard, and more, and he's been making music since the age of 10. Now, Dries has won national and international competitions, and holds a BA in music from UNISA, and is currently working on a new gospel, Christmas, and Buddha music CDs while preparing for his 2026 international stage. Now, during COVID, he even launched an online music school and a secondhand instrument shop, teaching students across the world. Now, you've probably seen him on the television. Parcella, Jukebox, he was there, and some festivals as well, like Iniboss and many more. And in honor of Heritage Month, we had to have the man from Amanzindoti in the building, Dries Laas, everybody. Welcome, Dries. How are you?
Good morning, Carol. Thank you, East Coast Radio. Thanks for the opportunity. It's always awesome to be here. And guess what? Yeah. It's Friday today.
It's Friday, Dries. We are rolling with you today, my friend. We're rolling with you today. Listen, exciting to have you in studio. And I want to discuss a beautiful genre that you play and that you understand. Buddha music in particular. You've been playing music since you were 10 years old. How did you fall in love with this music and how have you kept that passion for it alive?
Right. So my father always had a passion for music. Mm. And mathematics. He was a headmaster, also a maths teacher. Mm-hmm. And he first started me on classical music. I started taking piano lessons.
Okay.
I was at Mbobontwini Primary School.
Yes.
And there I started accompanying the choir at age 12.
Yeah.
I think there was a short snippet on TV on the news about us.
Yes.
And the choir was to do with a competition, a poiki competition. But yeah, so I started with the classical music. And then, I don't know, probably most people won't remember. Back then, I don't sound that old, or I don't look that old, but yes, in the 80s and the 90s, there was always these competitions that they used to have on SABC,
yeah.
Today, basically. So every 2 years, there was a national competition,
yeah,
where all the bands over all of South Africa came together,
mm,
and basically just battled it out to see who is the best. Who's the best band in the country?
Mm.
And yeah, there were also individual prizes like best composition, best concertina player, best instrumentalist. So that's where it all started. And my dad always used to, you know, when that program comes on, everyone must shush, sit,
yes,
fingers on the lips, and we're watching, and he's recording. It still used to be these old VHS tapes.
Yes, yes.
And I actually still have them today.
Oh,
I don't know if they work, but yeah, they're at home. And I think that is where the passion started.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, like in Afrikaans we say that's where the gogga gebyt het.
There's
like a gogga bite you, you know. So now like you infected and yeah.
The gogga's got you. I love
the
that word.
Here, yeah.
Now you've got that beautiful instrument. I've seen it in so many performances in Buddha music. How important is the concertina in the music of that genre?
I must say, let me start off by saying, if I can grab a hold of the instrument.
Mm-hmm.
So the instrument is actually not a South African instrument. It was invented in 1829,
okay,
by Sir Charles Wheatstone in London, England.
All right.
So, yes, and only about 100 years later in the 1930s, it became very popular, I will say, among the Afrikaans group.
You're right.
Which was mostly singing at that stage,
yeah,
but eventually it became instrumental music. So there's not really vocals.
Mm-hmm.
If there are vocals, in Afrikaans we'll call it Afrikaans music, but if it's instrumental we'll call it Buddha music.
Oh.
Don't ask me why, but I think that's how they distinguish.
Right.
And this thing just, it ran and it grew.
Yeah.
And under Buddha music, you get two further splits. You get
right,
your traditional,
yes,
Buddha music, which is a bit more conservative.
Mm-hmm.
No electrical instruments, no electricity, everything acoustic.
Right.
If I can talk a bit of music language.
Yes.
No progressed chords. no improvisation, quick fingering, just less is more, literally.
Yes. I got
then you.
You
get your modern Boeremusiek, which I would say took a bang in the 80s and very early 90s, which there's a lot of jazz that and pop music.
Got you.
So we got the like your minor sixth, your minor seventh chords, which is in your chord progressions, which is almost very similar to jazz if you listen, but not fully jazz. So it's that's probably the reason why most I would say the community is not so very fond thereof.
Okay.
Because there's no singing.
Aha.
So, but I'm sure when you put singing, because everyone loves CCR or, you know, the 80s or 70s or even the 90s, but there's vocals. But yeah, in Boeremusiek specifically, the concertina took the leading role. I would say a violin, piano, accordion, banjo, and then your we didn't have bass guitars back then, but you had these giant, what they call a double bass. They're huge.
The big one.
The big doom doom that they use in classical music.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's what I mean by traditional Boeremusiek. But yes, we have embraced this instrument in this culture.
I love it, yeah.
And it is basically the main instrument in Boeremusiek. But there's a definite shift today in 2025. It's not as popular as what it was back then. So your Boeremusiek today tends to move more towards the guitar.
Mm-hmm.
Like
now, you did say to me earlier that this particular instrument that you've got, the concertina, is usually accompanied by other instruments. But for the sake of the auditory experience for those listening, do you mind playing us just a little something, something? So when you say a concertina, what people hear, and a little melody that you can play for us that we can hear? Any chance?
Of course, yes. It would be my pleasure.
Okay,
I'll play a short snippet.
Please do.
Maybe something somebody will maybe perhaps hopefully
it will
recognize, bring back memories.
There we go.
Like I know here in Durban Harbour we have the Sari Mare.
Okay.
You know, the Jolly Roger.
Yes.
So this song is called Sari Mare, and I'm sure most of us will remember it.
Give it to us. Actually heard this instrument on its own. Every time I've heard it, there's been accompanying instruments. So this was special.
Yes.
Very, very special.
I think also about 100 years old, when there was no electricity and stuff, they used to use this as an accompanying instrument, even in praise and worship. Because you don't need electricity, it works with wind. So it's a free reed instrument and literally only needs wind to activate the sounds.
Oh my goodness.
So
goosebumps,
yes, but it evolved into now a leading instrument.
Yes.
From accompanying to
a leading instrument.
A leading instrument.
I love it. Listen, Dries, where can people find you if they'd like you to come and perform, or they want to get in touch, they want to come to your music school, they want to just get in touch? How do we find Dries Loss?
Yeah, so I have a page on Facebook called DLM Productions.
Mm-hmm.
You could also search me on Facebook, Dries Loss, or Instagram, Dries Loss. You could search me on YouTube as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I do have an email address and a number, which maybe I could leave just before we say goodbye.
Okay, that's perfect. Where can we catch you? Are you performing anywhere? I believe you've got a 9-to-5, and this is all like fun stuff that you do. You actually have a 9-to-5. This is just the extra of who Dries is. But where are you performing next if we want to catch up with you?
On Wednesday, Heritage Day, 24th of September,
yes.
I'll be at the Hillary Club here in the Bluff, performing with Toppy and Poppy, which is a two-piece band I've been with before.
Yes.
And it would be awesome to join them again. But yeah, like I said, this time, the emphasis is on Heritage Day.
Hey, listen, Dries Loss, you are the bomb. You are the bomb. Do you want to give us a little, and then we go to ads? Just a little bit of Constantina. It was too cool. And then I'm going to go to ads. Not Dries Loss. Let me cut the music. Give us a little something.
Okay, I'm going to play you serious traditional Boeremusiek song When I say serious, I mean it's like...
Okay, give it to
it's
us.
It's dipped in...
give it to us.
In the Boere DNA, called Ovanes. So, yeah, and the Boere music is like... it's like country music, you know, for the countrymen listen to country music. I think that's what happened here in South Africa. But
yes,
anyway...
give it to us.
Now, if I could go Woo! From that very quickly.
Yes.
I want to see if anyone can recognize this song by CCR on
okay.
the concertina.
Give it to us.
I left a good job in a city.
Oh, you left a good job in the city to come and hang out with Carol Afori. Dries Laas, everybody. Catch him on the 24th at the Hillary Club. It's going to be amazing. Find him on social media as well. Thank you again for your time. You're awesome.
Thanks so much for having
Thank
me.
Thank you. Carol.